Is there a limit to how many lies one person can tell? My life was so saturated with them that I was afraid to open my mouth for fear of ensnaring myself in one of grandfather's falsehoods. They say that if you tell a lie for long enough, you'll eventually come to believe it. But that would never happen to me. It couldn't. I would never forget who I was, where I came from, and what had happened to me. It didn't matter how many lies Grandfather commanded me to tell, or what ridiculous story he had dripping from my lips to protect himself. I would always know the truth, and he couldn't change that. The truth. The truth was not that I was his granddaughter. I was his captive. The truth was not that my family died in a plague that swept our village. I had been taken from my home against my will. The truth was not that my mother was Japanese and my father was Canadian. Both of my parents were Japanese. Grandfather made up the lie to fabricate some connection to this land, to explain our presence in this country. The truth was not that I was a 16-year-old girl. I was nearly a century old. The truth was not that I was human. I just looked like it. I disliked walking home alone after school because these were the thoughts that most often clutched my mind. Normally, I walked home with Saxony every day, since we lived in the same neighborhood. But today she had a phone interview with the au pair agency she had applied with. So after saying goodbye to Targa and Georgina, I had left Saltford High on my own. Though it was April, the weather was bitterly cold and gray. Snow and ice crusted the streets, and bare branches reached up to condemn the cloudy sky. The suburb we lived in was quiet today. Very few cars passed me, and no one walked the sidewalks. It was too miserable outside for playing, and the playground I passed was abandoned. Our bungalow was the second-to-last house on our street. Even from a distance, it looked unwelcome. The windows were dark, and the curtains drawn. I walked up our front yard, stepped up onto our small deck, and entered our coat room. "I'm home," I called out in Japanese as I kicked off my boots. I pulled on my slippers and hung my parka on its hook.
"Akiko," came Grandfather's voice from the small front room.
I poked my head around the corner. "I'm here," I repeated. "Need anything?"
"Shit,"
Grandfather said, gesturing to the couch across from his chair. His laptop was open, and it sent a blue glow onto his lined face. I frowned. When Grandfather asked me to sit, it usually meant he had something more complicated for me to do. He hadn't asked me to sit in years. Most of my commands these days were mere errands, groceries, translating something for him, mailing something at the post office, making dinner, doing laundry, cleaning the house, shoveling the front walk. I was the world's most exotic housekeeper. I sat and waited. He steepled his withered hands and gazed at me from across the coffee table.
"My name is Daiki Hotaka," he said.
My mouth dropped open. I could do nothing but stare. My heart began to pound. Something was going to change. Something had happened. My mind raced. What had happened? Why, after all this time, was he finally telling me his name? My hands instantly felt ice cold. I didn't know what to say, so all I did was wait, skin prickling with anticipation. With effort, I closed my mouth.
"I have been searching for something that was stolen from me many years ago."
Nothing about his countenance changed, but I could sense a vibration of excitement about him that I had never felt before.
"I have finally found it."
He reached a hand out and spun the laptop to face me. My eyes dropped to the screen. It showed a video on YouTube entitled "Ryozen Museum to Display Artifacts from the Bakamatsu Period, Early Summer." My eyes scanned the text below the video. "The Ryozen Museum of History in Kyoto, Japan, specializes in the history of the Bakamatsu Period and the Meiji Restoration. The museum is dedicated to the often violent events that brought an end to the Tokugawa regime at the climax of the Edo period.